Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Now, normally right here, I give my sales pitch for biotechnology, but not today. I have with me the number one spokesperson for biotechnology, the Executive Director of the Council for Biotechnology, Linda Thrain. Linda, how does the future look for biotechnology?
Well, John, I think thanks to efforts like your own to educate people about biotech and some of the councils and a whole lot of others, things are looking pretty good. We know the farmer likes the technology. Every year they've had access to these products. They've planted more and more of them, and it looks like the same is going to happen this year. The real key is to make sure we have markets for those products once the farmer harvests them. And we're doing a lot of work to make consumers aware there is this technology out there, that this technology has the benefit to produce more food, better food, healthier food, and to do it in a way that lets the farmer further protect his land. So as we're doing that, we're seeing the more consumers learn about it, the more they like it, and the more assurance we'll have that there'll be a good marketplace for this. We need to take that to other parts of the world too, Asia, Europe, South America.
Somehow we've got to crack into some of these markets. Some of these countries are giving us a bad time, but we just need to keep pushing this and trying to open up these markets. And I think this new round of trade talks may give us a chance to open some opportunities abroad. Another point is that a lot of these poor countries, they desperately need biotechnology, and it could provide a healthful product also. Tell us something about that.
Well, you're so right, John. First of all, they need access, as you say, through liberalized trade for the products that are grown in this country and in other exporting countries and shipped to them very efficiently to get them low-cost, dependable supplies of food. But this is technology in a seed. Farmers in the poorest parts of the world can use it. They don't need tractors or inputs for it. And if they can plant better food, keep more of their harvest, and get that into their communities, we'll see less of the hunger problems that can feed the anger and despair that erupted in such a horrible way in this country on September 11th. It can be a solution to some of those hunger and chronic poverty problems in other parts of the world.
I saw recently where in Europe, the European community even agreed that perhaps genetically modified food might be safer than other food. I thought that was astounding.
They reviewed more than 80 studies, John, and came to the conclusion that it is safer than conventional food. And I think we're seeing some opening signs there. They got to catch up with us, let's face it.
Yeah, well, we're ahead of the game and we're going to stay there. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.